Jeff, I won't do a lot of cutting in, cutting out, because I know they got to wait for the repeaters to drop a lot of lag. So I'll just, when I sign in, I'll just sign in, and if anybody wants to talk to me later after the net, well, that might be a better time. Into DKB.
Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomerang Amateur Radio Club meets regularly on monthly on the third Tuesday of every month. And the next meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on The Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody is welcome to attend, and anybody can join the club. You don't have to have your license to join the club. Okay. If you would like to pick up a regularly scheduled net as net controller, please contact somebody in the club. We can definitely set you up with that. We are in need of net controllers. If you are listening to the net and nobody picks it up a couple minutes after the hour, feel free to pick it up yourself. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
At 5ALW, good evening, Jeff.
This is November 2, Delta Kilo Bravo, Echo Link, Indianapolis. Name is Pat.
Okay, there's two we'll start with, and everybody's late tonight. What is there, a Syracuse game going on or something? All right, we'll start at the top here with one of our newest members, Bill, N5AOW. Good evening. What's going on today?
KD2AIT, N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff. Well, started out today with a doctor's appointment in Utica. Went down to have my eyes checked. He found I had both of them in place, and they're still there. But anyway, everything turned out all right, and I have new glasses that are going to be made. And I'll be back in business, be able to see when I go to the grocery store now. So that'll make a change in that. But I'll tell you what. We were down there probably a couple hours. It felt like I was down there for about a day and a half, and I couldn't wait to get home. So, we made a couple errands in the meantime, had some fun doing it, and finally got back home. First thing I wanted was a cup of coffee. I took care of that, and relaxed, and made the rest of the evening enjoyable. So that's about it. Didn't pay much attention to the temperature or the weather. It was pretty nice down there, a little bit on the breezy side. So that's about it for me. So I'll say 73 to everyone in the net this evening, and turn it back to you, KD2AIT and 5AOW.
Okay, Bill, I don't know about you, but it's snowing here. So you get all the way back from Utica, and it's snowing. We got big, huge flakes here, so it's probably not going to last long. I'm glad to see that you got your eyes checked there. It'd be nice when you go to the store to get a gallon of milk. You don't come home with a gallon of water. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll get some snow melt here soon. All right. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. N2DKB. Pat, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Okay, good evening again, Jeff, and I say good evening to Bill, who just signed off or went on the side. And for those who are listening, might recognize my call sign. It's been around a while. I operated out of Rome, New York from the time I got my license in 1977 until I moved away in 2007. So I was pretty frequent in the Rome, Utica area for a long time. Have close ties with Boonville as well as Old Forge and Eagle Bay. My wife is from Rome, but she grew up in Old Forge and Eagle Bay, and all of her relatives lived in Boonville. So that's about the size of that. That's where my final resting place will be, right there on top of the hill in the Legion Park, I think they call it, up on top of the hill there. N2DKB, thank you for letting me get in here, Jeff, and back to you, and I'll stand by. This is N2DKB. By the way, the QTH here is Indianapolis, Indiana. Over.
Okay, Pat. Well, usually we have a lot more people on the net. Maybe they're running late, so we'll run another call out here and see if we can get some familiar faces for you. But, it's good to hear you back here again, and remember we do the net every night. Clint K2VLA, he usually does it on Friday night. We have Paul does it on Saturday, and then I pretty much pick up the rest of them. So we're definitely looking for net controllers to start doing some of the other nets, but you'll usually see a good turnout here throughout the week. So, all right, Pat, thanks for checking in, and stick around. You never know who might show up. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZZZ, hi, Pat.
KC2MBU.
Okay, Jeff, do you want me to go ahead and pick up there and say hello to Jack? Okay, I just want to do something without under the direction of net control. Hello, Jack. Golly, nice to hear you, buddy. And say hello to KC2NBU also. I don't think we've ever talked, but I think I've talked to Jack a couple of times in years gone by. Is that right, Jack? Over?
Yeah, I would say quite a few times over the years. Yeah, it's good to hear you, Pat. How's everything else in the Indianapolis?
Okay, my apologies to KC2NBU. Stand by a second. I'll let you have it. Let Jeff give it to you. As well as could be expected, Jack, everything's doing fine here. I'm not happy here. But, things happened that brought me here. When Shirley passed away in 06. I stuck around for about a year, and things got a little bit shaky down there in Rome, so my son was here in Indianapolis. I actually live in Fishers, F-I-S-H-E-R-S, Fishers, Indiana. It's actually part of Indianapolis, actually. But everything is fine, Jack. I'm still kicking, and I'm in fairly decent good health. You never know. So thanks a lot for saying hi, Jack, and Jeff will let you bring in NBU, and I'll be standing by and listening. This is N2DKB back to net control.
Okay, well, you guys can visit if you want there after the net, but we'll have Jack check in officially here. So K2ZNZ, Jack, what's going on tonight?
Oh, I never have much to say. It's 39 degrees. You know, we're up to about 47 today. It wasn't a bad day. It just started raining, and I know part of it is snow there. I was looking at the radar before to the east of us. But I haven't looked outside to actually see what's coming down and what's going on at the moment. Supposed to be fairly decent day tomorrow, and then I see we're back down again a little bit, but we're getting there slowly, and getting our snow there slowly, too. Okay, yeah, and I did hear Pat come in there earlier, and I know you said last night or the night before that he'd been in, so I was glad to say hello to him. And we'll make it, I never make it too long anyway. I heard Ray, of course, Pat, and I knew Jeff. And anybody else that I didn't happen to hear. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack, well, you had nicer weather there than we had here. I think we got in the mid-30s here today. I would have taken 47. No problem. Well, we're supposed to have supposed to get up in the 40s here in the next couple of days, I guess. I mean, that's what they're saying here locally. We'll see. And then Sunday, I guess, it's supposed to cool back down again and back into winter. So I guess probably about July we ought to be out of all this snow at the rate we're going anyway. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 33 degrees up on the hill here, and it's snowing to beat the band. I just was out there. Everything's covered already. Looking forward to calling it a day. Sold 5 cars in 3 days. It's been a zoo around here. Over.
Well, nothing wrong with having a good productive week. All right. Well, hopefully we won't need any plows or shovels come tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, got up and started working today. It just seemed like I've hit the ground running and haven't stopped, and I got to work here until about midnight or so tonight, and then I'm done for a few days, and I think I got 4 days off here, and I'm going to use every one of them as if they are precious, because they are. I've worked, it'll be almost 2 weeks here. Well, not quite, but close to 2 weeks. And I'm ready for a day off. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. This is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill, Pat, Jack, and Ray for checking in tonight. This is 73 for those listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Okay, Jeff, well, thanks a lot for taking care of the net tonight. Appreciate that. Jack, it's nice to hear you again, and I always appreciate you sending me a birthday wish every year. Hey, oh, I used to complain about how old we were getting. Now we brag about it. Be pushing 80 pretty quick, Jack. Gosh, where did the time go?
Well, you might have switched off frequencies. You usually got around an octet here, and his beam has been freezing up, so he uses the Omni. But the problem is the Rochester repeater comes in and it interferes with the signal over on his end, so he can't hear us all the time. KD2AIT.
You're correct. I lost the tail end of what that said, but I think the last part I heard was he was pushing 80. Well, he can join me. Where do the ears go is about the size of it. Okay. I gotta get over for Octen here shortly, so I'm still doing that, Pat. Still Octen. And still enjoy it. And, no matter how you're feeling, something you can do from the house. 7-3, see you, and good luck, Pat, and I'll probably get to hear you again, I'm sure. And Jeff, 7-3, it's KA2-0-0.
Okay, Jack, fine business. And Jack, do me a favor, when you get over to Octen, please pass along my greetings, salutations from Indianapolis, Indiana. And excuse me. You guys talk about that miserable snow. I'll tell you, we've had more snow this year in Indy than any other year. It snowed right up through last week. We didn't get any today. We had a high of 47. We're down to 39.5 degrees right now. And for your information, Jeff and Jack and Ray, if you're still there, I'm usually on 7.030 megahertz. That's 40 meters CW. If you want to get your feet wet in CW, well, that's where you can find me. And also during the Indianapolis Motor Speedway special event for the Indy 500, which is coming up here next month. Let's see, from May, actually, in May. You'll always find me there. I work. We work a week ahead of time before the race, and immediate shutdown as soon as the race is over with. So you want to check information on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Special Event Station, go to W9IMS, Whiskey 9, India, Mike Sierra. And that's it, folks. I'm going to get myself ready for the horizontal here and watch a little TV. Been a pleasure. Take care, gentlemen. 73. This is N2DKB signing clear. Bye-bye.
Take care, Pat. KD2AIT. Good day tomorrow. KA2007.